The reason I'm here is because my daughter is a graduating senior, and she is just outside of the cusp of the top 2% of her class, so she won't get recognized as summa cum laude upon graduation or at graduation. And so I looked into BISD policies, and I've done some research on this issue. And what I have for you, first of all, is definitions, and summa cum laude is really the one that is at issue here, and it's defined as an academic level of distinction used by educational institutions to signify an academic degree received with highest honors. So we have an academic institution with the sole discretion of determining the criteria for bestowing Latin honors on graduates. So it's entirely within your discretion. Generally speaking, it's based on either class rank or GPA. Currently under BISD policy, it's based on class rank. And the BISD policy is honor graduates shall be those students who have cumulative grade point averages of 3.5 or above as follows. Number one, graduates with highest honor, summa cum laude, should be those students whose rank in class is top 2%. I am not really understanding this, first of all, because it seems to me to have two conflicting criteria, 3.5 or above GPA and top 2%. So I don't know if you have to have at least a 3.5 GPA and be in the top 2%. I'm not clear on that policy. Maybe someone can explain that to me, but at any rate, it seems to come down to top 2%. Now, when I first inquired about this to the board, I sent an email. I hope you all received it. Mr. Moore responded and was very helpful, and he sought information as to why policy was based on class rank as opposed to GPA. And he received a response from Dr. Rocha, which he forwarded to me, which stated, quote, our policy was changed to focus on class rank to determine honors graduates. This change happened 5 years ago due to variation of GPA at BHS, RHS, and BCHS. And so in further discussion with Mr. Moore, it was brought to my attention that, generally speaking, GPAs are lower at Rutter, and the district had the goal of wanting to honor graduates at Rutter with summa cum laude distinction, which I have absolutely no qualms with that, obviously. I understand the district's desire to honor student graduates at Rutter. But the effect of this policy is that basing Latin honors on class rank instead of GPA, students at Rutter with lower GPAs than students at Bryan High will be given the highest honor of summa cum laude, while those at Bryan High with higher GPAs will not be bestowed this honor. And I have an example, and I won't mention names, but there was an article published in the Bryan College Station newspaper that I have on a poster board here. Bryan College Station Eagle recently, on January 8th, 2017, put out its all Brazos Valley volleyball team. And they also have an all-academic team, which is unfortunately just at the very bottom. And this issue came up to my attention because my daughter, who is listed as Emily Hubacek, she has a 4.72 GPA and is ranked 13th in her class of 433 students. There's another student from Rutter that also made the all-academic volleyball team. I will not mention her name, but it's in the newspaper. She has a GPA of 4.406 and is ranked 7th in her class of 388 at Rutter. Because she falls into the top 2% of her class, she will be bestowed by the district with the highest honor distinction of summa cum laude. My daughter, who has a 4.72 GPA, much higher, will not be bestowed the highest honor of summa cum laude simply because she does not fall within the top 2% of her class. The conclusion here is that this policy that BISD has bestowed, or this policy that they have enacted, bestows upon students with lower GPAs this highest distinction, this highest Latin honor, on students with lower GPAs at one school than with higher GPAs at the other. Now, I find this to be blatantly unfair because, by definition, summa cum laude is the highest honor that the educational institution can bestow. In this situation, BISD is the educational institution. So when BISD says this person has summa cum laude, they are representing to the world that this student has achieved the highest honor that this district can bestow. That's the representation. So if you take these two students in my example, this district is representing to the world that the student with the 4.4 GPA has achieved the highest honor that this district can bestow, while the student with the 4.7 GPA has not. How can a student with a lower GPA achieve the highest honor than the student with the higher GPA? Now, I have heard from some people in the district, oh, well, but the two schools offer different courses. There are more courses, more higher level courses offered at Bryan High. I went through the course book. The only difference between the core courses offered at the two schools is IB. Bryan offers IB courses, which are 6.0 courses. However, any student in the Rudder Zone who wishes to participate in the IB program can automatically get a transfer to Bryan High so that they can participate in IB. So that's a matter of choice. But outside of the IB program, all of the core courses at both schools are offered at the AP level and dual credit level. There are exceptions for languages other than English. Bryan High offers Mandarin, Chinese, and German pre-AP level courses at the second and third level of those courses, and RHS does not. And they offer AP Mandarin Chinese 4 and German 4, and Rudder does not. Rudder offers a Theater 1 dual credit course that Bryan High does not offer. Other than those languages and that one final arts course, the 6.0 level courses offered at both schools are the same, other than the IB. Third, I think it's important that we take into consideration that when you base this Latin honor on GPA, you are making class size the determining factor as to who has bestowed this honor. Because percentage obviously is based on the number of students in the class, when the class size changes, the number of graduates who are bestowed this honor also changes. And so, number one, the students are not in control of whether they can achieve this honor. They could be number 8, number 9, number 10 in their class, and they won't know until the very last credit is given to the last student whether they're going to be given the summa cum laude honors, because if 10 kids drop out at the end of the, you know, semester, fall semester of their senior year, then the class size shrinks and it changes their opportunity to be bestowed this honor. However, if you base Latin honors on GPA instead of class rank, then students know, in order to achieve summa cum laude, I have to get a 4.0 GPA. They can start their academic career off as ninth graders striving for that goal. They know this is what I have to achieve to get this distinction. It's not dependent on how many students are in their class, how many students drop out, and it's within their control. Also, honors based on class rank provide an arbitrary break in determining who gets summa cum laude and who doesn't. If you take a class of 400 students, the top 8 students are going to be in the top 2% of the class. If number 8 in the class has a 4.734 GPA and the number 9 student has a 4.733 GPA, the top 8 get summa cum laude. Number 9, no summa cum laude. How can you make that distinction? it's completely arbitrary and it's unfair to the students because it's too close. If you have a GPA where you say 4.5, that's it. You get that, you got summa cum laude. Then the students, then it's not arbitrary. It's not a random break. It's not dependent on class size, and it's more within the student's control. Also, because the IB program is only offered at Bryan High, it creates a much more academically challenging environment at Bryan High. Many students who live in the Rutter Zone transfer to Bryan High. I don't have the figures on that, but I know I live in the Rutter Zone, and we go to Bryan High because I have a student, a junior, in the IB program. And so students who are very academically oriented and they want to excel or challenge themselves, they may transfer to Bryan High so that they can participate in the IB program. So you have an environment of highly, highly academic kids at Bryan High, and it is much more difficult for students at Bryan High to get into the top 2% because of that. In fact, my daughter was advised by her counselor. She was going to take some kind of calculus AB course or some kind of crazy hard course, even though she wants to be an elementary school teacher. And the only reason she wanted to take that course was because she needed to increase her class rank by about 3 people to get in the top 2%. And so, but her, thank goodness, her counselor sat down with her and said, "Emily, why do you want to do this to yourself? You don't need this class. You want to be an elementary school teacher. You don't need BC calculus. You're not even going to have to take it in college to become an elementary school teacher. You're going to kill yourself because you're taking all these other AP classes and dual credit classes. You're playing volleyball. You're playing softball. You're doing all this." That's crazy. Luckily, my daughter listened to her and didn't take that class. But she felt compelled to just kill herself academically so that she could move up a little bit in rank, even though she has a 4.72 GPA.